WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Air raid sirens are sounding across Israel as missiles are fired by Iran. Plumes of smoke are visible in Tel Aviv. This is what it sounds like in the city. CBS's Olivia Gazis on whether the strikes have eliminated Iran's nuclear capability.
We don't know whether Israeli actions are successful in eliminating Iran's capabilities to create a nuclear bomb or accelerate them, whether they are a death blow to the existing regime or whether they invigorate it.
And from the White House, CBS's Weijia Zhang reports on the effects of the attacks on Iran nuclear talks.
The question is whether Tehran is going to come to the table given these developments, and whether it believes that the U.S. was in fact not involved and did not help coordinate this massive effort on the part of Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel told the U.S. about its plan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has adopted a motion proposing $1.3 billion in tax cuts in the state's next biennial budget. The tax cuts would primarily target retired residents and married residents filing jointly. Republicans say the cuts are meant to keep residents in the state and give back for contributing to the state's strong economy. Democrats on the committee voted against the motions, saying the adopted investments were much less than those proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The motions passed along party lines. Wisconsin Republicans are still working to limit the governor's partial veto power after failing to do it in court. On Wednesday, lawmakers testified on their proposed resolution seeking an amendment to the state constitution to limit the governor's veto power to only full sections of an appropriations bill or to reduce spending. In order to make the change in the state constitution, the resolution needs to pass in consecutive legislative sessions and be put on a ballot referendum. Currently, the governor has the power to veto numbers, words, and punctuation in spending bills. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning western Wisconsin residents that spongy moth treatment flights will continue through July. According to a press release, the small yellow planes will be applying a pheromone to treetops in an effort to prevent the invasive species from reproducing. The treatment will be sprayed in a number of western Wisconsin counties, including Barron, Dunn, Polk, and St. Croix. Flight times and locations will be determined by weather conditions and the development of the spongy moths. City of Menominee officials are reminding area residents that Phase 2 of the Pine Avenue construction project is set to get underway on Monday. According to a social media post, Phase 2 of the project will require the closure of Pine Avenue from Game Park Road to the Wakanda Elementary School driveway. Pine Avenue will remain open from the driveway to Wilson Street, and a signed detour will be posted directing traffic to John Russell Road, Game Park Road, and 21st Avenue. The Maple Avenue entrance to Wakanda Park will also remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener. But pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today with overcast skies, cooler highs only reaching the mid-60s, and showers and thunderstorms continuing through tonight and even into tomorrow too. With a few more breaks in the rain tomorrow, highs will get warmer to the mid-70s, and on Sunday, tap 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba. Yeah,
freedom. Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our fantastic engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF Friday the 13th edition, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. We are here live on location for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, X, whatever you want to call it. We are here at the beautiful studios in downtown Green Bay of WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. We've got Conrad on the board up here. Conrad, thanks for coming in early. You're doing Schwabba's show Nightlight tonight. We've got you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
He is a little salty because I did not bring him any Detroit pizza. But you guys were making pizza with Schwabba last night.
Yes.
Actually,
yes,
this morning.
This morning, too? And here beside me, we have the great morning team locally on WGBW and WISS in Oshkosh. Mino and the mayor, John Mino, Jim Schmidt. How are you guys?
We don't go hungry here. We don't go hungry.
Our guests. When we invite guests, and it's usually someone from the food industry, culinary, either a chef or someone who owns a restaurant or food service. Yeah. And that's part of their a requirement to come in here.
Right. So
and bringing plenty, not just enough.
I know you're going to start complaining right away. Right. You don't have pizza.
I think already we've established that Mathers.
Do we look like we go hungry?
Right. We put the smack down on these guests.
And by the way, I always say one thing. You notice, Jim, whenever we have somebody here from Civic Media that doesn't work here at the station, right. You notice they all have got a t-shirt order and we don't.
We don't have one.
We don't have
one. We don't have
it? No. They wouldn't. Oh, no, that's for guests and that's for people from Madison.
From guests.
It's a GBW t-shirt.
Yeah.
Cheese and beer and Packers and radio.
Do we have?
No.
Yeah, look at us.
Wow. Did they give you free parking? Because we pay for our parking.
You guys know about my parking in Green Bay.
Do you know?
I did the app, and I'm booked until 6.
Right. Okay. It goes up every hour.
I know. Yeah. But $9 is better than 25 or the 75 I had to pay with fines.
Exactly.
Is that unbelievable? Welcome to downtown Green Bay.
But
you know what? Can I tell you something? Know who to blame?
Who?
The former mayor.
No. I was just going to say that before he rudely interrupted. Right. And I knew he was going to say that. Oh, when I was mayor, they were $8.
Well.
And more lead time. And more like.
And we used to have a beautiful mall across the street that was demolished. That mayor tore it down.
Yeah. $4 million. I just want to say that mall was worth $4 million. We tore it down, built a corporate office, 700 jobs, and $40 million.
Downtown
tax base.
Green Bay, what it used to be.
Yeah,
it's still a beautiful place. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful
city
place.
City deck.
We're right here on the water.
We are. Mm.
It's beautiful. See, this is why people tune in every morning between 6 and 9 up here, because it's just the energy, the fun, the excitement, the positivity.
The love.
The love.
And food. We've been, we were at an event one night. It was a very classy event over at the Hotel Northland. Mm-hmm. And a guy comes up to me and goes, hey, could you and Jim sign a autographed picture for me? And I'm like, well, sure. Okay. You know, right, okay. You know what it was a picture of?
What?
The two guys in the balcony from the Muppets.
It was.
True story.
Yeah. I love it. That's fantastic. All right, we're going to talk with Jim and John just a couple of minutes here. But first, Mr. Sommers, is 9 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And get ready, folks. It's a very special edition, the final one for this time around of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Trivia Extravaganza. Here we go. That's right. Sing it, Kenny. It is Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest here at Civic. It's the final day. Now, I know you guys have been playing this on your morning show here in Green Bay and Oshkosh. Now, we've done this a few times across Civic Media. It's a great contest.
Great prizes.
Right? The most important thing is people could win either brewer tickets or $100 in the hours we do it. And everybody that enters in is eligible to win one of two grand prizes, either a getaway to the Baraboo Dells area or up here closer to you guys in Door County. And we're giving them a gas card. So that's the big advantage, number one.
Yeah, the only thing, we have a disclaimer in regards to if somebody wins the Baraboo area or the where we went. What was the name of the place we went? Where we're going to stay for the
Colorado?
It was our Christmas party.
Oh, it's No.
It's not.
It's not the.
We had a room there.
Chula Vista. It's the
Chihuahua.
You got to be careful.
Okay.
You got to be careful going there from Green Bay area or coming back. Guy got two speeding tickets within 6 miles.
Really?
Yeah, those little
within
towns.
6 miles.
6 miles.
Like Preston.
You went to Roswell?
No.
Was it Roswell?
Princeton.
Oh, Princeton.
And then was the other one somebody mentioned yesterday?
What it
was.
M.
Monticello?
Monticello.
Yeah.
They'll get you. 6 minutes. Wow. Two speeding tickets.
Johnny thought the second time we got pulled over, he was like...
He thought the guy forgot to give him back his driver's license.
It's like, what?
Yeah. You're my kind of guy. All right, so here's the big deal, guys. I got my Brewers hat on here. John's got his Brewers jersey on right now because this is legit, you guys. This is special. So all these tickets. So today, the hourly prize, we're going to give you the word in a second, and the it's a pair of tickets, Brewer tickets, but this one, folks, is really cool because this is for a specific game. So please, if you're going to enter, make sure you can go on Sunday, August 24th, the first pitch at 1:10 in the afternoon. This is the game where the Brewers are going to honor Bob Uecker with a celebration of life.
That's great.
These things are going to be hot. They're going to be scalped. Everybody's going to want to go. You're going to win two tickets if you are chosen at random from this hour. And you're not even competing against a popular show like Mine on the Mayor. Mayor, you're just up against this little dog and pony show this hour. So your chances are good.
It's been reinforced to us that we have never won the contest. Right, Jim?
Yeah, really. Overall, but we did, today, though, we won because of the game. We won the tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Johnny and I.
Yeah,
we took them. Good job, guys. So this is for the August 24th Bob Uecker Celebration of Life game. The word this hour is Bob. The word is Bob, B-O-B, as in Bob Uecker. Text the word Bob, B-O-B-B.
Bobby.
No, Bobby, that's not right.
B-O-B.
The Bob Man. The Bob Man. Text in the Bob
Man. Bobalicious.
Babaloo. They're throwing the contest. No, because if you don't do it the right way, because Zomers and I, we don't pick it. It's the computer. And so if you don't spell
it
correctly.
Blame another
computer. B-O-B.
Hey, that's Madison for you. Blame another computer. We blame it on Todd.
Right. Yeah. We got Todd. We got Todd.
Yeah, the wonderful Todd Michaels up here. He's fantastic.
Absolutely.
He was our savior yesterday, quite frankly. So text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now to the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store at your Apple or Android device. Download it. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King
calls a deal. The Civic Media app, open it up. The first 11 stations are where you'll find us every day. And you can click on that, open it, whichever one is closest to you. Lower right-hand corner, it says text, T-E-X-T. Click on that and then text the word Bob, B-O-B. Bob, right now, and someone at the end of this hour is going to win those tickets to the special Celebration of Life for Bob Uecker on August 24th.
You know what I really like with in commemorating him? They're going back to when he used to wear the plaid jackets on Johnny Carson.
Right.
I love that.
It really
and
is.
And even the
fantastic
patch and everything brings back that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's an afternoon game, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like,
yeah.
It's
families could go.
Yeah, it's great.
Anybody could go.
I love those games.
It's really great what they're doing all year down there in Milwaukee at Amfam Field. I've been to a couple of games so far this year, and it really is an entire season dedicated to Uecker. And you guys brought it up. I mean, you brought it up, John. I mean, Bob Uecker was more than just an announcer.
Yeah.
I truly think he was one of the true ambassadors, kind of like Bart Starr, an ambassador for the state of Wisconsin.
Not even a question. But I mean, the Brewers didn't win a lot. I'm going to show you a picture here just to show you how big of a Bob. This is me with this.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Uecker in a very plaid
jacket. That was me wearing my plaid jacket in high school. I was styling, wasn't I? Be honest, I was hot.
Yeah, you were back in the day. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. I'm mad enough to admit it.
I appreciate that.
Text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now to the Civic Media app. Brewer is a big part of our state of Wisconsin. But
again, you know what? Even back in those days when the Brewers were really bad, let's be honest.
Were,
okay.
Yeah.
You would still listen to a Brewers game to Bob Uecker.
100%.
Yeah.
Sometimes that was one of my first jobs on radio in 1987, because you guys remember, you actually, for folks that don't know, we didn't have computers back then. You actually had to truly engineer the game and turn down the feed from TMJ in Milwaukee to play the local spots on basically an 8-track cart and then turn it back up. And back in those days, as you said, usually when the Brewers were at the worst, that's when Uecker was at his best.
Absolutely. Because you know what? It wasn't the game. Okay, they're down 6-0 here heading into the 7th inning.
Right.
And it's like, he would come out with his stories then.
We had a lot of success. He's funny and a good announcer, but he transcended everybody. Old people liked him, young people liked him, college kids liked him. I mean, he was just, which is the reason he has had some staying power. I mean, he just, everyone liked him.
I still remember
I was going to school in Arizona State, and the Brewers were in their old Sun City.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
For spring training. And the timing goes, wow, foul ball hit behind the grandstand here, and gentleman is on his way to get that one. And the cup was saying, hey, that gentleman is almost to the ball.
No, they're absolutely fantastic calls. Guys, we have a couple minutes left here before the first break. Going to come back and talk more with Mino and the mayor here. But I know we had you guys on about a year ago when we were up here, but maybe give us a minute, each of you, kind of on your biography, how you got into this, and how the show started.
I was mayor here for some time, 16 years, and I got a call from Civic Media, and they're like, we're thinking of opening up a station in Green Bay. This is a beautiful studio, by the way, isn't it?
Every person in the media who's been in the media all their life in Green Bay that walks through here says, holy cow.
It's unbelievable what they built here. And he said, well, we're looking for someone to do some radio stuff in the morning. I'm like, okay, well, fine. You know, let me talk to some people. I know some people who do it. He goes, well, we'd kind of like to talk to you about it. So I went down. It was Sage's birthday. It was 45 that day.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Went down there and met with him, and I was interested. I thought, well, I can't do this. So I called Johnny and said, hey, look, man, there's an opportunity in Green Bay. Are you interested? And we got together and talked a little bit, talked to Kroot was there. And I don't know. It's been great. And I remember how nervous I was the first day. Johnny was sitting here. I'm sitting by the window.
He had a pile of notes like this.
I had so many notes. I had flow charts where it was going to go up. This didn't go right.
Arrows pointing.
And the guy's like, okay, you know, 15 seconds. John's looking out the window. I'm like, I have all these notes in front of me. And so anyway,
you know, radio.
He's a natural, and I'm.
But you don't want overprepared radio.
No, you don't. But John, you've been on the air for years.
40.
Yeah, 40. Legend up in this part of the state.
Well, in my mind. But it's one of those things where, you know, radio, I did TV for a lot of years. And the thing people would always ask, what's the difference between doing sports in TV like I did versus doing radio? I said, in TV, I said, you put in 4 hours of prep work for 3 minutes on the air.
Mm-hmm.
In radio, you put in 4 minutes of prep work for 3 hours on the air.
If that.
That ain't far off. But I think that's a really good point, because speaking of Bob Uecker, Lane Grindle, one of his former partners, now still one of the voices of the Brewers, in a memoriam article I read, he said, you know, early on, kind of like you were saying, yeah, I came to all this stuff, and Uecker told me, and Uecker said, the game's out there, kid.
Yeah.
Don't be looking down at the notes. Right. The game is in front of you. It's the person in the stands. Yeah. It's the bat boy. The game's out there.
Exactly.
And so one of the great keys.
Because that way you're talking to an individual out there listening.
100%. We'll come back and talk more with Mino and the mayor. We're live on location at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. The word is Bob, B-O-B. Text the word Bob right now on the Civic Media app, and you can be going to that special Brewers game to honor Uke's celebration of life in August. Don't go anywhere. Back after this, live from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Say, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to the Tom Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF. It's Friday the 13th, and yes, we are in the hometown, the Green Bay Packers, Lambeau Field. Just up the road right now, we're at downtown Green Bay at WGBW Studios, 97.9 FM. We're happy to be here, of course. We have with us in studio, actually it's their studio, Mino and the Mayor, the great morning team here. You can listen every morning, 6 until 9, locally, over the air on WGBW and WISS in Oshkosh. But here's the amazing thing, guys. This is one of the reasons I want, well, number one, I think you're great, but number two, now at the Civic Media app, if people aren't in the Green Bay or Oshkosh area, they just download the Civic Media app, dial up WGBW or ISS, and they can listen to you at any time.
Yeah, we get a lot of people from really outlying areas.
Yeah. Oh, Florida. I mean, we get some regulars that are down there. You know, they know us maybe from being up here, and they're it's amazing.
Vegas, one of our good listeners from Las Vegas.
And they're regulars. It's not tuned in here, I heard you guys. It's, they listen for, on their morning walks, a lot of them, or on the way to work. So that's pretty cool that it
You're right. We're here in Green Bay, but it's really nice to get emails and texts from people all over.
It really is. Before we go any further, don't forget we're right in the middle of the smack dab, in the middle of the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The final one for the summer here, at least of this period, up for grabs this hour. At the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, we're going to give away two tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers, this one for a very special game at AmFam Field on Sunday, August 24th, 1:10 in the afternoon, the first pitch. It is the Bob Uecker Celebration of Life game. So these are really cool, special tickets. Text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now to the aforementioned Civic Media app. Guys, to your point, one of the reasons I love listening to it is, yes, of course, you talk about stuff in Green Bay, but you guys have local musicians. You guys have people come in that are of interest, whether you live in Green Bay or Oshkosh or not.
Well, thanks. That's our favorite segment. The music segments, local musicians.
Talented Green Bay. We are, known for sports, right? Packers. And right. We've got some unbelievable high school teams here, too. But there's just some great music in this community. The arts are good, the visual. And so we showcase them every Friday, sometimes more often than that. But Friday, we always dedicate the last hour of our show to featuring someone from the arts. And we get great comments on that. But I just would say, people in Green Bay, right, they're interesting. They're from Green Bay. But, what they've done, you can do other places. You know what I mean? Like you get some of these community people that we have on here, and they lead organizations in the homeless or in Alzheimer's, and you can take that to Tulsa, anywhere you want. And so I think thanks for saying that, but we really think we have interesting guests.
You really do.
And that's, I don't know if people outside of the Green Bay area realize that, we're not just focused on the Packers. We really want to focus on one of the things that, and Jim brings up a great point here, or has brought up a great point, about he's always concerned about the brain drain. Mm-hmm. These kids are like, I'm going to leave little Green Bay and go away to wherever, whatever. But ironically, there's different surveys or whatever coming out that we see where the opposite is happening as well. People who have already established themselves in another area look at crime rates and
cost of money. I mean, the value of your money. Your money goes pretty far here. Yeah. They just said that in the paper this week about how it's a number of hours work to get a home. It's cheaper here, because we pay pretty well, and yet real estate is still affordable, even though real estate's crazy.
Wasn't Green Bay just one of the magazines or surveys of most affordable or top place
to live?
That's
exactly what he's talking about.
And that's U.S. News and World Report. That's not some online thing. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty credible stuff. It's legit. So
it really is.
Yeah, we're very proud of that.
And to your point, I mean, look, I love the Packers as much as anybody else, but my dad and stepmom live in Shawnee, a half hour from here, so I've spent a lot of time in Green Bay over the years. Much to your leadership, Jim, I think, Green Bay has changed. Of course, there's others involved, and downtown is much more vibrant than it used to be. Yeah. But you also have the great Performance Center here, the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, which is a world-class university, in my opinion. You've got the Botanical Gardens, which brings people from all over. You have a zoo here, you have Bay Park.
Bay Beach is amazing.
I do want to say, and when we do some recruiting, especially with healthcare, this is a big, we're pretty well known for healthcare. Yes. I mean, obviously, cheese across the street and paper has always been staples for us. Take nothing for granted, but we're very fortunate to have those two industries here. But when you look at healthcare, that recruitment of the doctors, and both male and female, the fact that they can be in the OR and then be fishing in 25 minutes, 30, maybe 30, and that really, you would believe how many doctors are into this, or the healthcare profession are into what we have here in Green Bay. So yeah, it's an easy place to sell. They just got to get here.
When I was in real estate, I had a doctor moving up here, or I showed him some places, and he says, I can't believe this. I could be out in the country. I'm in the country. There's deer. There's deer out there. He's like, well, there's deer here. We're in the country, and I can be at work within 12 minutes. Yeah. He said in Chicago, there were times he would have to take his bike and just weave through traffic to try to get there within like half an hour or something like that. And he was just X number of blocks away. Yeah. And he's like, oh, my Lord, this is incredible. So those are the kind of things I think over the years Green Bay has really. And I got to tell you one thing, though, too. You mentioned Shawnee. Those kinds of communities are really growing.
Oh, my gosh,
because they become a little bit more of they used to come with the bedroom communities or whatever. And people come to Shawnee and it's like, look at this lake.
Right.
Look at these.
Highway 29 has made a big difference.
Yeah, the four lane, huge difference. Yeah.
And we you talk about Performing Arts. We have the Widener Center. We have there's so many more venues now for the art, for the artists. You know, I mean, you have Lambeau Field, which, you know, you can get a huge concert in. But you look at just the Meyer Theater 1000, Meyer 2000, the Widener 2000. And you know, Appleton is, what, 30 minutes from here? Yeah. You know, and Oshkosh has a lot of things going on. So this whole 41 corridor, we're going to call it Northeast Wisconsin, very attractive.
It really is. I mean, Widener brings in the same off or Broadway shows touring in Madison or Milwaukee.
Right.
I mean, in here, and then you know you're an hour less than an hour from Green Bay actually, and you're in Door County, and then you got all that going.
Right. Well, not only that, but you know we're also in Appleton and Oshkosh with the state with WISS, but we have one of our guys, Pat Tracy from Oshkosh, and the things they've got going on in that city, it's unbelievable. I mean, they do a volleyball tournament every year that brings in like 500,000 people.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? In Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
And I think because of the size of our community, but you know, we've got a lot of confidence now after pulling off the draft successfully.
Yeah. Right?
And we pull up, you know, 10 games a year for the Packers. And I just think this is a place that, you know, I want to stick around.
Jim goes to a volleyball tournament every year. He's a big fan of the Brazilian women's team.
Come on
That's
back.
True.
More with Mino on the mayor on the other side. It's the All Balls Show live from Green Bay across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text Bob, B-O-B, right now to the app.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Yes, consumers are paying more for beef at the grocery store, but it has not changed their consumption patterns. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I talked about it with Dr. Glenn Tonsor. Tonsor is a professor in agriculture economics at Kansas State University. He also coordinates the monthly Meat Demand Monitor Survey. Tonsor says the latest survey shows that consumers are anxious about international trade relationships and the potential for unemployment, but they still keep buying beef.
I'll just call it the meat protein is in, right? So this broad desire to have meat protein in your diet. More and more people are telling us they self-declare as a meat consumer. The rate of vegan vegetarianism is actually declining per the MDM. So to put a bow on that is those are trends that are going, you know, they're conflicting. So far, we are seeing retail demand strength hold up. So grocery store for at home, which is consistent with the grilling, as you said, but we're seeing notable weakness in food service. So away from home consumption. And that fits the macroeconomic concern we're talking about here.
Dr. Glenn Tonsor, ag economist at Kansas State University, talking about the latest monthly meat demand monitor. You can take a deeper dive on that consumer information. Go to agmanager.info. That's agmanager.info.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
And the last member of the Wisconsin State FFA officer team was announced yesterday. Amala Draxler from Glenwood City has been named the Wisconsin Association of FFA president for 2025-2026. Her parents are Mike and Rebecca Draxler, her advisor, Kirsten Condor. If you'd like to follow up on all the FFA activities from this week's state convention, check it out, MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with overcast skies, cooler highs only reaching the mid-60s, and showers and thunderstorms continuing through tonight and even into tomorrow, too.
With a few more breaks in the rain tomorrow, highs will get warmer to the mid-70s. And on Sunday, tap 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too. I mean, I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the news from over the weekend and wrap it up with audio sorbet and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a TGIF Friday the 13th. We are live from WGBW headquarters in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. The talk of Green Bay. We are here with the great morning team locally, not just in Green Bay, but WISS in Oshkosh. Mino and the mayor, better known as John Mino, and Jim Schmidt here at their great studios. That music you just heard that Zomers dialed us in with, a little Violent Femmes. And you would say, well, what connection does that have to the Brewers? Well, let me tell you right now, and apparently I'm going to educate Mino right now. I have in my hot little hands a DVD of the great movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, done by our friend, they become friends, Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, with the director and the co-producers respectively. And it's the story, guys, of the 82 run of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I've never seen that before. Really? When did that come out?
The movie came out last fall, and the DVD came out over the winter. And if you guys haven't seen it, and a little plug here for our friends at Just a Bit Outside, not just the DVD, it's streaming right now for free on Roku. So go to Roku, and you can stream it for free.
Got that, John?
And also on Apple TV.
I'm downloading it and uploading it right now.
On his phone.
No, it's so well done because
on the computer.
There's no like voice of God. There's no like, you know, back in the day or whatever. It's just like Bud Selig and Robin Yount and all the guys.
Ted Simmons, Mike Caldwell, Sister Cooper, Pete Vukovich, Paul Molitor, Gorman Thomas, Jim Gantner, Jim Slayton, Moose Haas, Charlie Moore, Ben Ogilvy. Wow, Raleigh Fingers. This looks great.
It's one of the. I'm not just saying this because I got to know the guys that did it. It truly is one of the best sports films I've ever seen. And as they say, even for people that don't like sports, it's really about a love story between a team and a city. Because back in those days, as you guys will remember, speaking of cities that went through a lot, Milwaukee was reliant on Schlitz Brewing and you know, Pabst, you know, some of these people, and they lost a
Jim's
lot of jobs.
Jim's family did everything possible to keep them in business in Two Rivers.
But I mean, the team was looking for, or the city was looking for heroes, and the team needed somebody to prop them up, and it's just a great story. But anyway.
Okay, just to be a typical radio guy to try to rob from other people, can you get them on our show?
That's right.
Sure.
We'd love to have those people that put this together on our show.
And sometimes they watch. Kelly and Sean, if you're watching, we'll set you up with Mino and the mayor. I'm sure they would love to come on. So they've been really great partners in this. It's just great to get this story out. Here's for all you listening right now. Here's the connection. If you would like to go to a Milwaukee Brewers game for free, not just any game, but it's a game on August 24th, 1:10 in the afternoon on a Sunday is the first pitch. And it's the game they're going to honor Bob Uecker and his celebration of life. These are going to be really hot tickets. And all you have to do right now is download the Civic Media app, open it up, one of the first 11 stations, click on that. Then click where it says text and text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now at the top of the hour, 20 minutes away from now. We are going to give away two of these tickets to this very special game on August 24th, honoring Uke, and you could be going along with a friend. Again, text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now to the Civic Media app.
Awesome.
Guys, your show, Mino the Mayor, every morning in Green Bay and Oshkosh, 6 until 9. People can also stream it on the aforementioned Civic Media app. We were talking over the break. You know, I'm so thankful to be back in radio after being out for quite a while. It's a privilege. It's an honor. But one of the coolest things I like about it is not just having fun and being goofy, but also being able to do a small part to impact our local communities. I know that's what our founder and CEO, Sage Weil, is passionate about, is community involvement. Tell folks a couple of main issues that you guys are focused on up here.
You know, first of all, there's a lot of issues, right?
Right.
I mean, there just are.
Yeah.
But I spend a lot of time, I focus a lot of my energy on the homeless population. And we have that here in Green Bay. And those people who say they don't have it, they're in denial.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And awareness, and some people, they may stereotype this. And it's our job to say, look, we've had homeless people on our show and have talked to them. And these people are struggling.
One of them has a interesting story to tell. It might be heartbreaking, but it's compelling.
And so I actually work part-time at the new community shelter here in Green Bay, and I like the fact that I can convey some of these stories. I can talk about, there's fundraising in every nonprofit, and we like to support the fundraising for new community shelter. And the best thing about it is we're making an impact. I know we are, because I hear people say things, and I think we're moving the needle a little bit. So I'm passionate about that, as I am everything else. But like I told you during the break, you got to pick maybe one, two, or three things, because you can't pick 20.
Although I will say this, what he does there as far as getting people to help, you know, they get hands-on when they serve the food. And it's really good to make awareness of some of our young people about the plight of homeless, because some might have a misconception of what they really go through. Jim, talk about the time you had a group serving the homeless on the Friday before Memorial Day last year.
And Johnny was there. I just want to say before that, I have students come. I teach, and I have my students come there. Not to, if you don't do a good job, you're going to end up here. It's like, look, as somebody who makes money, you got to give back to your community, and this is something
it's
that I really
support. It's a slippery slope between being, whatever you are, and being homeless.
Two paychecks. Anyway, we had Green Bay, diverse. There's wealthier schools, and we had a wealthier school come in and was helping us serve these kids. I don't know, juniors?
Yeah.
So, how was your... And it was slow that day. We serve about 150 people for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were, 90, 95. And I was like, wow. I said, it's a little slower today. And I thought, and he said, there are probably a lot of people up at their cottages.
The homeless are
really?
At their cottage.
The homeless are at their
really?
Cottage. He did. We're like, okay, dude.
Let's talk.
But isn't that
young
fascinating?
Girl,
that's what
right?
he's
know,
saying.
Right?
But that's what he's saying. Just people don't know.
I mean, that is the definition of privilege.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But how cool is it that you're helping in a gentle way, say, look, time
exactly.
out. I just want to tell you, that kid was there volunteering.
Right.
Right. He
was great.
He's a great kid. Right. He just didn't see the whole field.
But great that you're I don't want to say intervening, but helping to educate at that age. Like, dude, there's a whole other way.
Let's sit down. Let's talk.
The homeless aren't here today. Well, they're up at their cottages.
They're out of their cottages.
As they do.
As they do.
Oh,
absolutely.
I'm sure. It's water skiing. What else?
Right. Yeah. We're talking with John Mino and Jim Schmidt, hosts of Mino and the Mayor, every morning 6 until 9 here in Green Bay and Oshkosh. You can find their show on the Civic Media app as well. John, I know one of the things you're passionate about, you've talked on this show before, veterans. You guys don't do a lot of hard politics on your show in the morning. I think that's for the best, quite frankly, because it's more inclusive. But regardless of what people might think about what's happening out in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, I would hope to goodness all of us can be in agreement that the men and women who have put on the uniform of the United States Army for 250 years, the uniform of the U.S. Navy for 250 years, all of our veterans deserve our respect and our gratitude.
Yeah, no question about it. Another group that I just want to throw out there is the National Guard. One of our units from right around here and the Madison area, they're going to be deployed over overseas in the Middle East. And I was very fortunate. I embedded three times, once in Afghanistan, twice in Iraq. And Jim's been to Kuwait, same type of thing.
Djibouti, all those areas.
And you know what you find? They're a long way from home. If nothing else, all the other things, they're a long, long, long way from home.
And their age, John.
And they're so young. Right. My goodness. You know, we see in the media all the time. You see it when they're in the big battle.
You don't see it.
They look, you know, indestructible, big, strong. And then I remember I brought over the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers at the time. Sommerfeld, Kent Sommerfeld.
Oh, really?
Sent me a whole bunch of T-shirts, Brewers T-shirts.
Good old Kent Sommerfeld.
Remember Kent?
Yeah, of course.
And I gave them all to the young people at the base I was at. So they're wearing, they were allowed, they got special permission to wear those Brewer T-shirts around in the mess hall and everything. And that's when it hit me. It's like, oh my gosh, these kids look like they should be cutting their grandma's lawn instead of fighting a war. We send really young people to war, and that's what opened up both of our eyes more than anything is the youth that is that we're sending away. And
God
that's,
bless them.
And God bless. So that's one of the things. I remember one time when I was in Afghanistan, Kandahar. It was Thanksgiving morning, and this young group, hey, Mr. Mino, we're from, I think one of the girls was from Shano and whatever, and they were going on this mission in Kandahar, you know, the birthplace of the Taliban, on Thanksgiving. And everybody in back in Wisconsin was getting ready to eat this big meal and have fun and watch football. And here's these young kids going out in this most dangerous place on the face of the earth. So it's like, how can you not want to support them?
Right. And I mean, you guys said over the break as well, unfortunately, but realistically, too often, some of our homeless are also some of our veterans.
No question.
There are. We have dedicated spaces for the veterans, you know, and that's sad. It's really, you talk about, you know, someone who did so much for you and then they're homeless and they have some bad, sad stories. I mean, some things happen. There's medical things that come up but there's absolutely no reason any of our veterans should be homeless.
Jim, I know that you do a program on your own, I believe, on the weekends. It does get a little bit more into politics on Lean Local. Tell us when that's on and what you talk about.
They give me a little more rope on that. But I just want to say, Todd, you're right. When people are getting up in the morning, they don't want to hear politics. Yeah. I mean, they want to get ready to whatever, have their cereal. On Sundays, it's called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. And we really get – Johnny and I have people on for maybe 20 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll get them on for the full hour. And you can get pretty deep into some questions after that first 20 minutes. It's a lot of it's, you know, some laughter, but it's really – and we dig pretty deep. And we've had the politicians on both sides of the aisle. And I enjoy that. I understand it. And I'm not a partisan guy at all. Right. But I sure enjoy talking to them. And they're very honest with me, too. And you can't really BS me because I've been 20 years in politics.
You know, right? Yeah. You get a nose for it, I guess.
Right.
What, without being particularly partisan, what do you think just in Northeast Wisconsin, Green Bay area, what's the top one or two things that people are really talking about right now that they're like, what the hell's going on here? Why aren't we getting more answers to this?
Well, I think like the whole state is, I think people are concerned about the budget. You know, there's a lot of requests in that budget right now. And some people say, wait a minute, well, how can you say no to this? There's a surplus. And yet, on the other hand, you know, you got different parties. They just ice something, as I just told you about an hour ago, that you know, we were kind of hoping we would get. But look, I think people are concerned about that. I do think people don't like this partisanship, though. I will say that.
Agreed. Yes. They just don't. I travel over the state, and people are like, why don't they just get stuff done? Right. They don't say stuff. They say something else. And there's a lot of frustration.
And what hurts voters is that when you kind of vote for someone and send them there, and then they're not independent. You know, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to fight the fight for you. And they get down there, and it's like, well, wait a minute. That's not what you told me. So it's a little frustrating, and that's what scares us a little bit, and is that they may turn voters off. And if people don't vote, then we're really in trouble. And that's why I think Sage is right with this community radio that he's got, because once people stop running for office and these guys go in or these ladies guys go in unopposed, their constituents become each other and they forget about us. So we need to keep the issues on the front table and be respectful to both sides. But that's something we try to do.
I will say this. So you wouldn't think, at least I didn't pay much attention to politics. Mm-hmm. No, actually, it's funny, sir. I used to host his reelection fundraising campaign.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what we meant.
Yeah. And I used to tell him, I sure voted for you, Jim. I'm sure voted for you. And I made the mistake of telling him I lived in Alloway. We couldn't vote for the Green Bay.
All those years, he's telling me, you're my guy, Jim.
You got my vote. You got my vote, boy. Put your
Never
name
voted
in.
For me.
Who's the real politician here?
Right.
I mean, come on. Well, guys, just a couple minutes left here. Again, I think, just my opinion,
What we've lost in this state, in this country, is remembering that our neighbors aren't our enemies. They're our neighbors. And I think one of the things that you guys do so well every morning from 6 until 9 is you reconnect this part of the state and realize that we have more in common than we have not. And I just think it's great. Any plugs for coming up, guests for next week?
We've been sitting here getting Monday's thrown.
Yeah, we'll have the sheriff on. We're going to talk about him. And again, there's issues here. Yeah. As much as we talked about, you're just talking about, you know, Packers and how great the arts are here. You know, we have fentanyl problem. We have a homeless problem. And Todd's going to address that. We have a number of people coming in. We have some veterans coming in.
It'll be our typical show.
Bino and the mayor, you can hear him every morning, 6 until 9 on GBW and ISS. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Yep, always
keep up the good work.
Come on back. We'll get some headlines after this. It's the All Ball Show live on location in Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha ha ha, how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Would it be great if that were our theme?
The theme of the Jetsons, futuristic. Things are always moving fast and moving forward here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, our great station here in Northeast Wisconsin. Many thanks to the hosts of Mino and the mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt, for being here in studio. You can hear them every morning from 6 until 9 locally at WGBW, Green Bay, and WISS in Oshkosh, and of course on the Civic Media app. How about that, Zombers? That's a way to start off a show.
It is. It is. Those guys are always a hoot. And they've
got a lot of energy.
They're fun. They have a lot of energy, but they're not just fun and have a lot of energy. They also have a lot of important stuff to talk about and bring on such a wide variety of people.
Yes, absolutely. So we many thanks to them. And the show is not over by any stretch of the imagination. Coming up in hour two, Lisa Hale, one of the hosts of our news director up here, but also the new Wisco Weekend on Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. She'll be here at 3:20 to talk about that great program based up here. And the one, the only, the host of Late Night Entertainment, Mr. Pete Schwabba, host of Nightlight, will be here in his own studio. And many thanks to him for coming in early. And many thanks to his great producer, Conrad, who is helping us out as well right now on the other side of this glass and hanging out with us. We appreciate you, Conrad. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun being a part of the Todd Elba Show.
Well, it's fun being up. You guys make me want to say I should relocate to Green Bay because it's a great vibe. I'm not kidding around. As Joe Biden says, I'm not kidding around here. I'm being serious. You got Todd Michaels, the great general manager of Green Bay and Oshkosh, and does, you know, he's the voice of Civic Media. All of our great ads, or many of them, you hear his voice on there. You got Conrad, of course. You got Amanda, one of the other great producers up here in Green Bay. Eliza is originally from, I believe, Australia.
Yeah, correct. That, yes.
And she has got an accent that will make you think you're talking to Adele. Even though I know Adele's not from Australia, but it's fantastic, and she's salty. A salty Australian, and I love every part about it, so we may have to work her into the show at some point in the future as well. So it's a great team up here.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And, you know, she's a great addition to the team. You know, she came on to Nightlight.
Oh.
And it was such a fun interview.
I bet it was.
Yes.
Somebody missed that, but I'll have to go back and dial it up. But no, it's a lot of fun up here. And you all listening today and watching also on the stream can have a lot of fun. We're giving away about 5 minutes left. So please do this. This is really cool, folks. Text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now to the Civic Media app. Because what is up for grabs in our final day of the summer, Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, we are giving a pair of tickets to a deuce of tickets to the August 24th Milwaukee Brewer game on Sunday at 1:10 in the afternoon. It is a special game because this is the game where they're going to celebrate Bob Uecker's celebration of life, the longtime announcer, over 50 years behind the mic with Brewer Baseball. So text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now, because somebody at the top of the hour, 4 minutes from now, the computer will randomly draw from just the entries in this hour. You're not going up against the big fan base of Mino and the Mayor or the big fan base of Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We can't compete with those guys, you understand? But just from our hour, we're going to, the computer will pick, so text the word Bob, B-O-B, and if you win, you and a lucky guest will be on your way to AmFam Field on August 24th for the Bob Uecker Celebration of Life game.
And also,
you know, these are going to be sold out. These are people jacking them up to $150, $203. Go ahead.
I would be absolutely shocked if they are not sold out for that day.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely will be. And remember, these are the club-level seats. These are not, you know, your run-of-the-mill seats. This is the club level. They're fantastic seats.
You can pretend you're rich and go and sneak into one of the suites. Just kidding. Don't do that.
I've thought about that before.
I've thought about it, too. Especially when they have a food cart right outside of it. It's like, right. No, this isn't worth getting kicked out of the game. Anyway, even if you don't win tickets today, stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network because after our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest is over, Free Ticket Friday will resume. And every Friday going forward for the rest of the season, you can win tickets by listening in as well.
And for those who don't know, Luke Mathers, by the way, Mathers was salty because I forgot to thank him by name at the end of the show yesterday. It was a crazy. Yesterday was the 12th. I'm not going to go into all the details, but we ended up here. We're going to do the show from Shawnee yesterday. But a variety of internet gremlins got. So I had to speed over to the studios here at Green Bay. Todd Michaels helped save us, but also our great team in Madison, of which Luke Mathers, he helped host with Zomers at the beginning of the show. And I forgot to call him out by name. That's on me. I apologize. He was rather salty about it.
You had a lot on your mind.
So many thanks to Mathers, to Zomers, to Todd Michaels, and everybody else behind the scene that got us on the air today, and to Conrad as well. Less than 2 minutes left. Text the word Bob, B-O-B, right now to the Civic Media app. You might have time to download it and enter if you do it right now on your Apple or Android device. Open up the Civic Media app. The first 11 stations are ours. And click on that. You'll see text, and then click text, and then text the word Bob, B-O-B, in less than 2 minutes. We're going to draw, and somebody's going to be at that August 24th game for the Bob Uecker of Celebration of Life game. Really looking forward to giving that away and giving somebody a chance. Also, you'll be entered in for the big grand prizes and extravaganza in either Door County or Baraboo Dells area. So all the really, really great prizes. Thanks to everybody who helped put the contest together. There will be another one coming back in the fall. But as Zomer said, we'll get back to giving away Brewers tickets on Free Friday Brewer Giveaway Extravaganza.
Free Ticket Friday is the simpler name.
By the way, this is a statewide contest.
Thank you, Todd.
We're up in Green Bay. The lawyers on the 12th floor are not near me. And so I'm not back at home, Conrad. The lawyers have a hot chair hooked up to my seat. And if I don't say statewide, they shock me. And sometimes I don't say it just so I can get shocked.
All right.
Anyway, come on back. Going to play What's Worse. Lisa Hale will be here. And the great Pete Schwabba. Don't go anywhere. We are live on a TGIF Friday the 13th from Green Bay on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report, Iran has launched missiles at Israel, whose defense systems are intercepting many of them, but some have landed, including in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. An American official now confirms the U.S. is helping Israel intercept the missiles. The IDF has ordered all citizens into shelters. CBS News contributor Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
People are hunkering down in those bomb shelters at home. Now, if you don't have a bomb shelter in your own apartment, then you would go downstairs to one that's in the apartment building.
Troops at two U.S. bases, one in Iraq and one in Syria, were ordered into bunkers about an hour ago. They've now left those shelters. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Secretary of State Rubio was working the phones hours in advance of the Israeli initial strike, warning allies that something was coming, but this is not us.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.